Hallelujah. Father, we pray your anointing rest upon the word tonight. We bind the power of the adversary. The wonderful name of Messiah, Yahshua, the Lamb. We thank you for this anointing tonight. Let your word go forth with power, unction of the Spirit, that men may receive your truth, that their hearts may be converted. We ask all things in the wonderful, precious name of Messiah, Yahshua, the Lamb, we pray forevermore. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Bless the Father for all things. For Messiah, we find our liberty to worship the Father, who has given us that strength by the unction of the Spirit, that he may defy the power and the strength of our flesh. The flesh has no preeminence or power in the presence of Almighty Yahweh. That is why Messiah said that he would not leave us comfortless. And he would send the Ra'u, the Spirit of Yahweh, that he would come in his name. And he will instruct us and teach us. I do want to say that this trash we call the anointing of Yahweh is not his anointing. It is part of this conspiracy of hell, this power of darkness, that men have learned to do things according to denominations and according to religious postures. That they act a certain way, they carry on a certain way, and they do things in a particular way. And that is why the Baptists do it one way, and the Methodists do it another way, and the Pentecostals and the Apostolics. Yet they all say that they are walking in the dynamics of His Spirit. And that cannot be so. Because Messiah said, as he instructed us, there will be a platform that the Spirit will work off of and nothing else. And so this folly and this frivolity that we call the anointing, whereby there are convulsions and men falling out, the eyes are rolling back in their heads, that is not the anointing of Yahweh. That trash has been learned. And it has been postured by the Pentecostals, the Apostolics. Why is it that the Spirit of the Baptist teaches them different than the Spirit of the Apostolics? And the Spirit of the Lutherans teach them different than the Spirit of the Presbyterians? Why is that? There's only one anointing. It comes by the will of the Father. We're not going to receive that until men began to obey Him. Satan has set a delusion, or he has brought this delusion by the permissive will of Yahweh. It is because of the sins of people, the corruption. And you will find no much or more of a diversity of what we call the Spirit in America than you'll find no other place. It is so corrupt and vile. It is so putrefied and filled with filthiness. You always fall from it. There's no demonstration of anointing. None whatsoever. It makes no difference because a man can hollow and cry, a woman can cry. That is not the anointing of the Spirit. Yahweh doesn't behave that way. He doesn't act that way. And so this trust that we have called the anointing, it is the Baptist anointing, it is the apostolic anointing, it is the Seventh-day Adventist anointing, it is not the anointing of Yahweh. And I will show us clearly in Scripture. We will see what Scripture says. We will see the function of this anointing. Well, what the Messiah teach, he could teach nothing but what the law and the prophets and the Psalms taught. He did not teach anything any different. And so this trash today that they call the anointing, it is purporting all kinds of lies and deception. That's why you have so many devil nations. They're filled with demonic powers. It is not the Spirit of truth in them. Very few, as it was in the first destruction of Yahweh, as it was in Sodom and Gomorrah, there were only a few. Even those that he brought out of Egypt, he had to destroy them in the wilderness because of their sins and their rebelliousness against his law. And for some reason we think that he has changed. He is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. He will never change. And he will never change. Men can try to visualize him and give a concept of him in their natural minds. That's why we have so many gods. You have white gods, you have black gods, you have Jewish gods, you have all kinds of gods. They all have their own determination or definition of what a God is. That's why you have the apostolic, the Baptist, the Methodist. They all have gods. Even in the movement of Yahweh, they all have their gods. But it certainly isn't the anointing of Yahweh. Is it? It is not His Spirit. Because the scriptures are direct as to what this auction would do. I do not believe the day of Pentecost, when they were endowed by the anointing of Yahweh, that they moved in a way of filled with such frivolity and folly. They spoke the word of Yahweh with faith and anointing. Well, what did they speak? That was the only thing they could speak was the law, the prophets, and Moshe. They could not teach anything else. That is all they could teach. They could teach from what the law said and what the prophets had declared by the prophetic utterance of the Spirit. They could teach nothing else but that. Now what has happened in the culmination of these gods, they've all established their doctrines. That is what they have done. They have established their doctrine. There's only one doctrine. There's only one. And their doctrines never bring about any unanimity or unifying of the Spirit. It brings about a division and separation. And that is all you have today. There is no anointing of power to resist the forces of hell. That's why we find this putrefied spirit in the midst of those that declare that they are the sons of Yahweh. We are the sons of Yahweh. The Messiah, He defied every working of hell. And one of the most trying times of His life in the Garden of Gethsemane, He overpowered the powers of darkness. And then the powers of heaven came and ministered unto Him. Now what is ministering unto the minds of the people today? Carnal things and natural things. Nothing but flesh identity, corrupt things. Their minds are filled with sin. They indulge in corruption and wickedness. It's not a nation that loves Yahweh. There's not a mindset in this nation that desire the pure deities of Almighty Yahweh. They desire a religious touch. He's given them something to give adoration in their flesh. To give them a good feel or an arousement, some goosebumps, and that's all they want. And they have had, quote, touch. They have not been touched by the Spirit of Yahweh. And that is the truth. The only way we're going to receive that is what Scripture says. And it cannot go any other way but what Scripture says. Amen. I know that there are men that are deceitful and evil, and they have held the truth of Yahweh in unrighteousness, and yet He has a seed of truth. He has a seed. I believe what Yohanan, John spoke unto the assemblies of Revelation, Pergamos, Laodicea, Philadelphia, there was an anointing of truth. And nothing can defy that. And so it is in this hour that He's going to ordain His men with a strong sense of anointing, and they will know where the commands and the orders will come from. It will not come from the parishioners or a group or collective body of people. It will come straight from the one with the unction, and they will move in that anointing. For this, what we call the anointing today, Satan will overpower this trash any day. The minds are not set apart, the desires are not pure. You can't differentiate between them and the world. They're vile, they're unclean, they're filthy. They have a religious posture, but there is no correctness to that. They get offended easily. They don't like anything that opposes their flesh. And that's this religious order today. And so they look for soothsayers and charlatan men that will feed their flesh. We must be led by the Spirit. If we are led by the Spirit, only then are we the sons of Yahweh. And He doesn't lead us to act like fools and clowns. He doesn't lead us to act like monkeys and giraffes and elephants and make all kinds of sounds that are grotesque. I don't believe that. It is not of Yahweh. Because the Spirit of Yahweh, it speak not what things you perceive it to say, but what it has heard. And it will speak nothing else. And so it doesn't make sounds that we cannot understand, but it utter things that are lawful to utter, that we may understand those things, that it may bring the fruit of righteousness. When He come, will He find fruit? That's the important essence today. What He will find is a bunch of flesh that has corrupted itself, and there's no light of truth in it at all. There's no love for the things of Yahweh. They love the dainties of this world and the fleshly things. When it comes to the truth, they don't love that. They despise it. How do you know? Well, it has to be an example in Scripture, and it must be a pattern. Because he went to that house that was lost, and they rejected him. We must understand that Israel consisted of more than just the tribe of Judah. It was more. It was 12 tribes, all right? Do you understand that? They are the synagogue of Satan. They call themselves the sons of Yahweh, and yet they are not. They are the synagogue of darkness. Yahweh has given us a transformation by the Spirit. It has nothing to do with your corrupt flesh. There's only one identity that we have, and that is in Messiah. Because he came to do the will of the Father. And the Spirit will not speak anything any different than that. It will not speak anything any different than that. We will see what Scripture says. Turn in the text to Johanna, John, chapter 14. Now I want to move kind of expeditiously, so I want to read some things here. The Scripture says, Johanna chapter 14, I want to begin reading at verse 24. Is that not read in your text? All right. It says this, he that loveth me not, keepeth not my saying, the things that I have spoken. Now all the things that he spoke, they were not of his own will. He could only speak the things that he had heard, and they were from the Father. So he declared that he that loveth me not, keepeth not my saying. So if we don't love him, we will not keep the sayings that Messiah spoke. Now we're going to find out what things he did say. For what things he said, the Spirit or the unction will testify of those things. Now the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. So these things that I speak unto you, they are not concocted. But these words that I speak unto you, they are the words that the Father has given unto me to speak unto you. That is why he could come in no other authority but the authority of Yahweh. He could come in no other name but the name of Yahweh. He could come in no other express image but the image of the Father. That the word of Yahweh was pure in him. He was the word. Do you hear that? Messiah was the word made flesh. That is what he was. The word. The word made flesh. And it came by the unction of the Spirit. Because Miriam was found with child in her by the Spirit. And the Spirit will witness of nothing and testify of nothing but Messiah. That he is the hope that Yahweh hath sent to restore the glamour and the preciousness unto his name. Men have robbed him of that in these religious whorehouses that they established by the tongues. They reject his truth. And we are brought up under that childbearing. We are brought up under that kind of jurisdiction and that teaching that it takes Yahweh to cleanse that trash out of us. There's no way we're going to come to him unless we learn of him. Scripture says that. I will read that. That is why many resist that. Because they have not learned of him. You have learned religion well. You have learned good posturing well. You've learned how to feel and to move according to the note of the musician. You've learned all that well. But we have not learned of him. Because when we learn of him, we will come to him. And that's why men are not coming to him. And that is the truth. Messiah said, these things have I spoken unto you. I've told you these things, being yet present with you. You see me now. I'm here. Yet I've spoken these things. He says in verse 26, I want to declare this unto you, but the Comforter, the Advocate of Yahweh, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ruah, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. Then what other name could he send him in? Satan is a proponent of disguise. And he has worked a magnificent working in what we call the assembly. There's only one way he can come is in that name. He said he will come.
He will send him in my name. Well, what name did he come in? What name did Messiah have? He came in the Father's name. He said, I've come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. So there's only one name that the Spirit could come in. And what we have found today is that there is a plethora of spirits out here today. And they all call them a ghost or a Holy Ghost or a spirit. And they are taking the minds of the people and bringing them unto the darkness of that religious God that they are serving. The Spirit of Yahweh will bring a fruit of knowledge to the power of the understanding of the law of Yahweh and Moses and the Psalms. It will bring a great understanding to that truth, because Messiah came to fulfill what was written by the prophets and Moses. He did not come to destroy that. He came to make it known and the power of it. That is why men were fearful of death. They had no anointing to overcome the obstacles that were before them. But he came to deliver unto us the power of that deliverance through the law and the will of Almighty Yahweh. He came to do that, saints. And religion has distorted that. That you have so many facets and so many beliefs that it actually distracts from the thinking process. You can't think right because this group says this. That group says that, and they all say they are led by the Spirit. Now Messiah said, with the Spirit, the Comforter come, he will not speak of himself. He will not talk of him, but because the Father will send him in my name. He said, first of all, he shall teach you all things. Now what a profound statement. He shall impart into you. He shall reveal unto you all things. Well, what things will he teach us? Will it be foreign from the truth? There must be a witness of what things he said. Because if there's no witness, then it's a lie. It is of your own, it is your own interpretation. So what will the Spirit teach us? What did Messiah teach us? What things did he literally teach us? Were there things foreign from the law? Did he go against what Moses said? Did he go against what David said? He taught what the prophets said, and what the Psalms, and what the law of Moses, the laws, explicitly told us. So he could not do anything strange from that. You must understand now that Brother Timothy did not have no New Testament to read from. You must understand that the saints in Galatia, they had no New Testament. You must understand that Philemon, he had no New Testament. Those men did not have the writing of the New Testament. It's either that what Moses said and what the Psalms and the prophets said was able to keep a man, and they're not. It's either that every word that Yahweh speaks is pure, or it's a false lie. It can't be a saving power for them and it diminished with us. Messiah was the fulfillment of that because he was the Word. Listen, he was the Word made flesh. Now that's what Scripture says. That's what he was. He was not some figment of the imagination of the scribes and the Pharisees. That they commune with one another and said that we establish us a Messiah. No, they were corrupt. They were wicked. They didn't love the truth. So the Spirit will teach you all things. And he said he will bring all things, listen now, and he will bring how many things? All things to what? Your remembrance, whatsoever I have what? Said unto you. Now tell me, my friends, this is what we call the anointing. Does it truly bring the remembrance of his truth back unto us? That's what it should do. Everything that Messiah said that you read in this book, it should bring it back to our remembrance. Then what is wrong? What is wrong? If it's not been brought back to our remembrance, something is wrong. Something is wrong deeply within our own souls. And we have to question the integrity of actually what's in us. That's what Scripture said. Now either he's a liar or he told the truth. Now we must find out what things he must teach. And what things that Messiah, what thing did he say? That he would bring these things back to our remembrance. and that He will guide us in these truths. That we will walk as scepters of righteousness in the order that Yahweh has ordained for His people to walk. I don't believe this trash. Forgive me, Yahweh. This trash that is transpiring today, He has not ordained one centittle of it. He's not a part of it. You have such a diversity. Is the body of Yahweh divided? Is Messiah divided? It cannot be. And we are those that justify by the perception. And the judgment is wicked. It is wrong. And that is why Yahweh brought havoc upon the house of Israel. Because judgment had departed from them. They had no righteous judgment. And when the Spirit of Yahweh comes, it judges. It judgeth. It reproves the world of sin. Now the spirit we have today, it corresponds with your sin. It strengthens you in your sin. Well, it's not the spirit of Yahweh. Let me thrust a little farther in the water, all right? Throw a little pail out there that we may retrieve a little water. We will see what scripture says. You will come in my name, and Messiah came in the name of the Father. The names are not different. It's not Jesus. It's not Jesus. It's Yahshua. Yahshua. What a glorious name. What a wonderful name. What a beautiful name when you began to understand the strength of it. That the Father invested everything in that name. For that is His name. He will have pity on His name. Whether you believe that or not. Amen. The scripture says in the 15th chapter, the 15th of Yohanan, John, chapter 15. I want to move quickly. 15 verse 26 and verse 27. That should be in red in your text. Isn't it so? But when the comforter, the advocate, the one that maintains the course or the cause, that is what the comforter does. When He is come, whom I will send unto you from now, the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth now from the Father, He will testify of who? He said He will testify of me. And this trash we call testimony, it only testify of the flesh. It only testify of me. But Messiah said, when the Spirit comes, He will testify of me. So you go to these whorehouses, and that's all they do, testify of flesh. Has nothing to do with the exaltation of the mighty name of Messiah. For in that name we find the grace and the salvation of Yahweh. There's no other name whereby you're going to find the salvation of Yahweh but in that name. Amen. Now these whorehouses, they're going to reject that. And you that are of that Jezebel spirit, you will reject that truth as well. No, there is no time to fraternize or try to speak something conveniently to the hearts of men, that it may be acceptable in some way that they may regard that. No, you speak the truth. And you do with all authority, with all forcefulness. The scripture says in verse 27 of Yohanan 15, He said, and He shall bear witness because He hath been with me from the beginning. And everything that He witnessed will be of this truth. Of this word that has come forth from Almighty Yahweh. And what is happening today are men bear witness to that truth. They bear witness to their divination, their denomination, that are controlled by powers of hell. That's all they're controlled by. Because they deny the essentials of the truth. And they do understand and know that there is a name that is significant. He is a royal king. He's not some little pin-up toy. He is the creator of all things. And you, as the world would say, you diss Yahweh when every kind of strange god has a name. And yet the creator of all things has no name. What folly. What foolishness. It is only that Jezebel whore that has retrieved or robbed us of our spiritual identity. That's what Israel, every time she will go out and play under every bay tree, she will commit whoredom. And if you study the scriptures, you will see that is why Yahweh will bring havoc upon them in their illicit whoredoms of sin. They began to go up the strange identities of Baal and all kinds of gods, Ashtaroth and Moloch and Molcham. He will bring fire down upon them. No different than Sodom and Gomorrah. That's why he had to bring true Israel out of Sodom. And that was Lot. At the birth of his troops, he had to bring them out. And yet the Jezebel turned around, she became a pillar of salt. And that's what this generation is. It has become a pillar of salt. She has no savor. She has no flavor to her at all. In any of her religious order, there's no flavor at all. There's nothing to spice a man's soul. I'm not talking about the chicken, fried chicken dinners, and the hamburger fries. I'm talking about the meat of Yahweh. The Messiah said, I have me eat to you know not of. And that meat is to do the will of him that sent me. And not only that, but to finish it. There's nothing like meat. Good, clean meat like that fills a man's soul. I'd rather take that meat than what the world offers. Their pig feet and their swine spirits. It's either this is the truth or it's a lie. It's either the Spirit of Yahweh comes with all this diversity. Messiah said he will testify of me because he has been with me from the beginning. There are three that bear witness in the dwellings of Yahweh. The Father, the Word, and the Son, and the Spirit. The Father, the Word, and the Spirit. And so there is no difference between that one. Yet our religious doctrines have taught us and construed our ability to even receive truth by the Spirit. That's why we wrestle and battle against what Yahweh says. But if a man tells you of his own vision, you'll receive that. As the Messiah said, one comes in his own name, you acknowledge that. We come in his name, for there is no other name. Now turn quickly to the 16th chapter of the same book. He says in the 13th verse, I'm going to read because I want to move on. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself. Is that not what it says? That is written in red too, isn't it? Now there, what is he going to speak of? He must speak. But whatsoever he shall what? Hear. That shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Messiah declared, I can do nothing of my own self. He said that. He said, as I hear, I do judge. He cannot do anything of his own accord. He said, and my judgment is just. Why? Because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father that sent me. So the Spirit of Yahweh is not seeking his own will, but the will of the one that has sent him. He cannot do anything different than Messiah did. The Spirit of Yahweh cannot speak nothing any different than what Messiah did. And that is the truth. Yet we have the Spirit speaking all kinds of craziness. The apostolic got away. The Pentecostals. The Baptists. And they all will tell you, oh, we're Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized, speaking in tongues, and living in sin. He cannot speak of himself. He cannot go his own direction. He must go the direction that he has heard. And he must do what the Father says. Well, then we need to find out what he told him to do. He says in verse 14, he shall glorify who? Is that Messiah writing there? Now this tragedy is not glorifying Messiah. It's glorifying flesh. That's why you got such a diversity of it. You can go from every little whorehouse, every little establishment, and they all got their own diversity of spirit. Sure they do. He said, he shall glorify me. Well, who did Messiah come to glorify? The Father. He said, Father, glorify thy name. He came to glorify the Father's name. And so the Spirit will glorify the Son's name because the Son came in the Father's name. That's the only name he came in. He said, for he shall receive, or he will teach you what I will tell him, and show it unto you. Amen. He would not come with some strange order of doctrine. How is it that these men that say they have the Spirit, and we have all been caught under that fallacy, and yet it leads them to diametrically opposing spears? How can it be? Somewhere, somehow, we need to be guarded, as the Spirit will do, unto the direct path that leads us into the presence of Yahweh. This trash today is leading you into an embellishment of your flesh, a satisfaction of your flesh, satisfying the lust of your flesh. It is not leading you into the presence of Yahweh, where there's spontaneity there. There's a praise and an exaltation of the Father. Can you imagine Messiah near death and he said to the Father, Father, glorify your name. And he said, I've glorified it. And I will do it again too. In this hour, his name shall be glorified again. Sure it is. Like never before. Like never before. And only those that are his elect and called will they glorify his name. Not this pagan religious world. It's a pagan world. It defies the truth of your way. It defies any man that stands with any decency of truth. They don't want that. They don't want anyone to stand with that kind of decency. They want one that speaks lies unto them and give them some strength in their flesh that they can participate in their fleshly carnal activities. We can't do that. We are a peculiar people. We're set apart. We ought not to act like the world, dress like it, walk like it, talk like it. That is just the truth. Hallelujah. Let us see what Scripture says. Now, what will the Spirit of Yahweh teach us? Well, he can teach nothing but what Messiah had said. What did he say? Well, the text tells us in Luke chapter 24, verse 25, after the resurrection of Messiah. Listen to this. Then he said unto them, Luke 24, verse 25. Then he said unto them, O fools, were these his disciples and called out once? And he called them a pack of fools. He said, oh, you fools, and slow of heart to believe. What? Some of what the prophet said? What did he say? Is that some? I'm quite sure all of you, all of that intelligent, it says A-L-L. That implies all or some. Part, a partial. He said, believe all that the prophets have spoken. We are slow of hearts. And we are fools and we don't believe all that the prophets have spoken. And this is a generation that will not receive what the prophets have said. These four houses will pull out another card, bring all your tithes and offerings or your curse. And yet in the same book, he demanded and commanded the priest, if you will not give honor unto my name, then I'm going to bring a curse upon you. Not only am I going to bring it, it's already there. And these houses are cursed today, saints. The curse. What is curse? Whereby the blessings of Yahweh is not there. Whom I bless, no man can curse. Whom he's cursed, whom I can bless. And these whole houses, that's what they are. Proliferation of adulterous activities. That's all it is. That's what it is. And they're producing this illegitimate spirit in the hearts of people. That they will reject their Father. They don't want their Father. They don't acknowledge their Father. What a stubborn child. Without acknowledging the instruction of his Father. What a rebellious thing. No parent wants that. Child cannot obey what the father said. That's a stubborn child. He says in the 26th verse of the same chapter. Look what he says now. He said, ought not Messiah to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of the Father. They are one. He said, ought not these things transpire, that the Son may enter into the glory, into his glory, Yahweh's glory, that you may know that this is the glory of the Father?
We must suffer those things that we may enter into the glory of the Son. Because the Father and the Son are one. Don't try to explain that. That's what is happening to this wicked world. Explain the number one. Explain a husband and wife being one. Tell me that. With things the Messiah didn't even speak to the people. The places he didn't even lay his hand to heal. I believe that. And that was the reason why. Because the Spirit of Yahweh will come with one directive. And that is to bring glory unto the works that were finished in that body that was made flesh for hope for all of us. And man shall know that this is Yahweh and the seal of the Father. For he sealed the Son when your heart baptized him with the Spirit that it descended upon him like a dove. He sealed him. Just like he, as Johannes saw the 144,000 sealed with the Father's name, with the Lamb's Father's name in their forehead. How do men reject that? And our religious teaching has taught us not to even identify that. It can't be. No longer will he wink at our ignorance. He's calling men now to repent. When you hear the truth, you don't harden your heart. You don't allow your traditions to stymie you. You don't allow your traditions to put you in a peg hole. You cast them aside. You destroy them. It should have no effective power over you at all. For it is the truth. Ye shall know only the truth, and only that makes you free. Messiah is the truth. What truth? That Yahweh is. Beside him there is no other. No other. Even the gods that you've made, they're not gods. Amen. They're not. They're not. Glory to Yahweh. He says in verse 27, and begetting at what? And all or some of them. All the what? Prophets. He what? He taught them. He expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning who? So the Spirit of Yahweh is coming to testify of who? Of Messiah. So he began with Moses and all the prophets and expounded on every scripture that pointed to him. He said, when the Spirit comes, he will teach you all things. And he will not speak of himself, but me. Is that not what he said? Then what did the prophets and Moses said? They spoke of who? They spoke of Messiah. There's no difference at all, saints. It's just simply our teaching, how we've been brought up. That's what he's pounded upon. I will show you in Scripture. That's all right. It's food for my soul. Amen. He did not begin in the New Testament, did he? Did he begin at Matthew to Revelation? He said he began in where? With Moshe. And some of the prophets? Every prophet. Every prophet. All the prophets. All the prophets. And he taught them from Scripture. Now what would the Spirit of Yahweh come and what? Teach us? He taught them from Scriptures. All the things that concern who? Him. And that's what the Spirit come. To witness of all the things concerning Messiah. For he did not come in his own name. He came in the Father's name. And it's not about you or me. It's all about the Father. That's what it's about. And Messiah didn't take any glory away from that. No, he did not. He knew in that glory was his glory. The Father's glory. In that Shekinah glory. He knew that that was his glory. And that is the truth. Look down in verse 44 of the same chapter. I'm going to move expeditiously for time's sake. The Scripture says in the 44th chapter, 44th verse, and he said unto them, these are the words which I speak unto you. While I was with you, now this is why he was with him, listen now, that all things must be what? Fulfilled. Fulfilled. Full now, the fullness of it. Which were written where?
In the law of Moshe, and in what? All the prophets, and in what? Psalms concerning who? Concerning Messiah. And so the Spirit of Yahweh, when it teaches us, it must teach us all things concerning Him. It doesn't teach us this foolishness. It doesn't teach us to act like monkeys. It doesn't teach us to, for our heads to fall back in some contorted positions. You know how to teach the Spirit of Yahweh? No language, because it knows every language. The language of the Parthians, the Medes, and the Mesopotamians, proselytes, Jews, whatever, it knows that. We have been pigeonholed in this religious concept. And that is what happened to all the Pharisees and the scribes. They were pigeonholed. That's why they always had to add amendments to try to satisfy one self or others. And they missed the whole thing. And that's what this Pharisaic generation is doing. No different than them. Don't you know the apostolic creeds are different than the Baptists, and the Baptists different than the First Baptist different than the Third Baptist. They all got their creeds. The spirit of the Pharisees and the scribes, and they have meant to write them down, polish and look very fine. There's only one doctrine and one decree that Yahweh is. He is the truth and no other truth. Period. Let me read on. He began to speak unto them all the things that Moshe, the prophets, and all the Psalms said concerning Him. That's what He did. All the things concerning Him. So it did not speak of some kind of twisted doctrine. But it spoke of whom He was. Well, who was it? Well, He came in the Father's name. It was Yahweh in flesh. The Word was made flesh. And it dwelt upon us, among us. And we beheld the glory of Almighty Yahweh. That's what we beheld. Now look what Scripture says in Yohanan, John chapter 1. I want to move that quickly. John chapter 1, verse 45. In John chapter 5. We turn to John chapter 1, verse 45. It tells us that when Messiah, as He began to call those disciples to discipline them, He called Philip. He found Philip in Galilee, and He said to follow Me. Now look what He says in verse 45. What Philip did, it says, Philip findeth Nathanael and said unto him. Is that not what He says? John 1:45, Yohanan 1:45. Is that what it says? He said, we have found Him. Is that what it says? Of whom? Who? In the what? In the law. And the prophets did what? Did right. See, we have found that one. Yeshua of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. We have found Him. No, He found them. But He said, we have found Him. The one that the prophet spoke of. The one that Moshe spoke of. The one that David declared. And the Spirit of Yahweh will only declare Him and speak of Him. This is not Yahweh's anointing that what we see today. It is a deep delusion that folks are falling under. And it gives a sense of harassment to the flesh. And they move with all kinds of animations. That's what they do. And that is the truth. Almost like the one of Gadara when Messiah came and He said to that unclean thing, come out. Come out of the man. He went in contortions and breaking feathers and they went to all these extremes. It is not the Spirit of Yahweh. It is not His anointing. You can't find anywhere where, even in Messiah, whereby He performed that when the Spirit came upon Him. You can't find it nowhere in text. It is this religious spirit of today. This corrupt spirit. That has corrupted the minds of men. And so when things are pure, said, they rejected, they began to fight. They don't want that. It's almost difficult to take an old rusty bolt or nut off of something. You got to lubricate it. So you need the fresh anointing, the excellent anointing of Yahweh. You know the Scripture says, let the righteous man smite thee, it will be an excellent oil. So I'm going to smite you tonight, all right? And let that excellent oil flow. So you need an excellent oil. Amen. We need the smiting of Yahweh tonight. That's what we need. We've gone by this foolishness too long. And it hasn't produced any kind of fruit. It produced a manifestation of flesh. It doesn't take much. You know it's a sign of flesh when everything is divided. You know it's flesh. You know it's flesh. When you find it's divided, it's flesh. And all this trash today brings division, so you know it's flesh. It is not the righteous law of Yahweh. That is the truth. That's why it brings so much division. He said, we have found him. Now, how do they know? Well, the Spirit of Yahweh is not going to say anything except what the Word says. He said, we have found him whom Moshiach and the prophets had told us would come. How did they know? Because he spoke like no other man spake. He had something about him that when he said, follow me, they knew that that wasn't like the Pharisees and the scribes. Amen. Now look what it says in the 5th chapter, verse 45. As he spoke unto that rebellious house, people that rejected his truth like we today, he says this. Now that's why you don't believe what men speak when they speak in that precious name. He said, for had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me. Why? For he wrote of me. Speaking to the Jews, the Judah. He said, if you had to believe Moses, you would have believed me. For he wrote of me. He said, believe. But if ye believe not his writing, how shall you believe my word? So if you believe not the writings of Moses, how are you going to believe what the Spirit says? Come on, saints. How are you going to believe that? He testified of what Moses wrote. What the prophets wrote. What David wrote. You can't believe them. How can you believe what Paul wrote? I will show you. I'm going to get through this. You don't believe this. You don't believe what Paul wrote. As he wrote to Timothy, Philemon. You don't believe that. You don't believe what John wrote. And that is the truth. You better examine your hearts. And make sure you're in the faith. He said, verse 40, he says, but if ye believe not Moses, if ye believe not his writing, how shall ye believe my words? If we don't believe what Moses said, we're not going to believe what Messiah said. And all you believe what Messiah said, you got to go see what Moses said. Because there must be a witness. That is the assurance of Yahweh's word. There must be a witness. John 5:47. You must have that witness. You must. And then he also declared in John chapter 6, verse 44. I want to move there a little bit. John chapter 6, verse 44. I want you to hear this, saints. John 6:44. Now read it the way it is in that text. It's not written in red. Now follow along with me. No man come unto me except the Father, which has sent me, what? Draw him. And I will raise him up at the last day. Look at verse 45. It is written where? In the prophets. And they shall be what? All what? Taught of who? Yahweh. And Yahweh is a spirit. He said they shall all be taught of Yahweh. Listen closely. Every man, therefore, not some now. Does it say every? Everybody, therefore, that hath heard. First of all, he must hear. That hath heard. And hath learned of who? The Father cometh what? Unto Messiah. That's why men can't come to him. Because they have not heard, nor have they learned. That's what Scripture says. You can reject it all day long, but it's Scripture. Every man that has heard and learned of a Father, they come to Messiah. There are many false Christs, anointed ones, but Messiah is the anointed of Yahweh. There are many false Christs and Christos, but there's only one Messiah. And so every man that has heard of the Father, and that is not even taught in these places today, they reject, they don't even acknowledge the Father. That's the truth. And every man that has been taught. Yeah, you got to be taught, saints. That's what the Spirit will do, teach you. That's what Yahweh will do, teach you. Every man that therefore hath heard and hath learned. In order for you to learn, you must be what? Taught. How did you learn your ABCs? How did someone, you just one day stood up and say ABCDEFGHIJKLMNOP? You didn't say that. Someone taught you. They taught you the principles of the alphabetical sequence, the order of the alphabet. So everyone therefore that hear and have learned of the Father, He said, they cometh to me. So how do we learn of the Father? That we must go and see what Moses, the prophets, and David said of the Father. You must understand that. We can't reject that. We cannot. What do you think these men preach? They preach from some other book? They preach from the New Testament? I will show you. You know they did not. We're absolutely wrong. They spoke of the things that were written. And the prophets, the Lord, Moses, the Psalms. Amen. You got something, folks, just like the 23rd Psalms. These whole houses, they all can quote that. The children can for East and all of that trash. And that is the truth. Amen. You know, we know that when the Spirit of Truth comes, it will guide us in all truth now. Not some truth. Now look at Luke chapter 16. I want you to hear this. Luke 16, verse 29. That the Spirit of Yahweh can only teach us of the things that testify Messiah. Well, did Moses testify of him? Sure he did. Did the prophets? Did David? They all testified of him. So it cannot teach you anything else. And if you've been taught something else, it's not the Spirit of Yahweh. It isn't. And that is the truth. Messiah said in Luke 16, verse 29, Abraham said unto him, this is with Lazarus and the rich man. I'm not going to read the sequential order of that, but this is what it says in verse 29. Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them what? Hear them. Now we have the Spirit of Yahweh. Now let us hear what the Spirit says. He that hath ear, as your heart has said, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the assembly. For the rich man said, if my brothers can be warned, if I can go back and just warn them, they will not come here. He said, they have Abraham, they have Moses, and they have the prophets. If they will not hear them, they will not hear if one rose from the dead. So we cannot hear Moses today and the prophets. We cannot hear Messiah. For they wrote of him. They wrote of him. They spoke of him. They identified him. And they witnessed that he would come. Sure they did. So if you can't hear them, you can't hear Messiah. And that's the truth. That's why we have such a religious spirit today that it twists the minds of many today. Messes up their hearts. And that is the truth. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him. He said, I want you to hear this. If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. That's a powerful declaration there. He said nothing will persuade them. Though one rises from the dead, they will not be persuaded. And this is a generation that will not be persuaded. They can see one rise from the dead of religious traditions and begin to speak the boldness of Yahweh's truth with an anointing. And they will not be persuaded. It's a dead generation. The dead in trespasses in their sins. That's what this religious generation is. It's one that mocked the very truth of Yahweh. So the Spirit will not teach nothing but those things which have testified before and now. It will speak nothing else. And everything that Paul wrote and everything that Saul wrote and Peter, it was because they wrote it or they read what the prophets and Moses and the Psalm says. They brought the spiritual light to it that we can live it by faith now. We just believe it. Amen. Not by any mighty deed of power you possess. He just put a little marriage in you. And now you can live it. That's all right by me. I don't know about you, but that's all right. I can digest that. I can eat that. I can satisfy my soul. Glory to the Lamb of Yahweh. And that's the truth. If they will not hear Moses and the prophets, they will not even be persuaded. If one of those brothers got up out of the grave, I say, you will not be persuaded. You now hear what Moses said. And the prophets, you won't be persuaded. You won't acknowledge them. And that is the truth. Look at Paul and his disclosure to King Agrippa. Acts 26, verse 19. Oh, Saul, as he was confronted by this powerful king, Agrippa, look what he says. Acts chapter 26, verse 19.
Acts 26, verse 19. I like this. He says, "Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision of the calling of Yahweh." He said, "No, I didn't disobey." He says, "But show first unto me them of Damascus and at Jerusalem and throughout all the coasts of Judea, and then to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to Yahweh and do works meet for repentance." He says in verse 21, "For these causes the Jews caught me in the temple, and they went about to kill me." He said, "They were ready to destroy me." He said, "I want to declare to you, having therefore obedience, obtain help of Yahweh." I obtain help from Yahweh. He said, "I continue unto this day, I'm preaching, witness both to what small and what saying everything, saying something, saying none other things than what should come." He's had to say nothing. Because the witness, when the scales fell off Saul's eyes, he received the baptism of Yahweh's anointing. And he said, "I preach nothing continuing from that day." Amen. What the prophet said. Moshek. That's what he said. Does it say that? Amen. Help me if it doesn't say that now. He said, "I preach nothing else but what they said." How things are construed today then? He said, "That's all I preach from that day, continuing from that experience from Damascus." If he taught that, had he received the Spirit of Yahweh? Had he received the Spirit? And everything that he taught was the revelation in that body. Messiah was the revelation or the full fullness of what Moshek, the prophet, and what David said. Religion has distorted that from us. That's why this whore, this Catholicism, this Jezebel, she has a grip on every denomination because they all pursue her. Their pagan worship, Sunday keeping, and all of that. They defy the laws of Yahweh. That's why they can commit adultery and sin without any impurities. They have no fear. He's either sure all lied or he told the truth. He said, "From that day, saying nothing other things than those which the..." Is that a S on that prophet? It's a prophets. And Moses, Moshek, did say should come. That Messiah, see, should suffer. And that he should be the first that should raise from the dead, and should show light unto the people and to the Gentiles. He said, "That's all I preach." Because Messiah is the light of what the prophet said. What the Lord declared. That's the true saint. Our religion has destroyed that. That's what it has done. We must have the Spirit of Yahweh. Because it will not testify this trash that we think is the Spirit. Amen. That's why we need the baptism. We need his baptism. And that is the truth. Not the baptism of some false doctrine. But his truth. You know it's the truth. You can go to Moses, Moshek, and the prophets. And see if you find it there, it's the truth. No lying. It says in Mark chapter 1. Johanna Mark. Mark chapter 1. This is what he says in chapter 1, verse 20 through verse 22. "And straightway he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the ship with his hired servants, and they went after Messiah. And they went into Capernaum, and straightway on what? Shabbat day. He entered into the synagogue, and he taught." Did he not say the Spirit will teach us all things? He taught. "And they were astonished at
his doctrine. For he taught them as one that had what? Authority. And not as what? The scribes. He said, and when the power of Yahweh will come upon you, the holy Ra'u, when the Spirit shall come, that you will have power. You will be a witness unto him. And he taught us one that had the authority of the Father. This church today, there's no authority. It has the backing of the religious foundations. But it has nothing to do with the Spirit of Yahweh. He taught with authority. Now you think the Spirit of Yahweh, if he's going to be our teacher now, is he going to teach us as one that has no authority? He didn't teach like the scribes and Pharisees now. Now that's what Scripture says. He taught not as the scribes taught. He taught as one having authority. Now, Father, of all things, send me a man that teach with that kind of authority. I don't care who he is. Send him. Let him teach me. I want to be taught. Because that man, I know he's led by the Spirit. He taught as having authority. And this trust today, this morning, and groaning, and hiccuping, and joke telling, and laughter, and folly, it shouldn't be in the always house. It's not a house of folly. It's a house of prayer. It's a house of worship. His name is in the house. His name should be reverenced and acknowledged. It's not a place of playing and laughter and folly and joke telling. Please, where the minds of the people ought to be sincere, that they may be empowered by him.
Amen.
And after that, the Spirit of Yahweh will come upon you, and ye shall receive power.
Amen.
That's what power does. It denotes the authority. When a man is the chief man, you know he has power. You know who's an authority. You understand that. And so he didn't speak as they spoke. Wimpish. Afraid to say it. He spoke with authority. You read the rest of that. He goes on to say in Mark chapter 12. Turn to chapter 12. Verse 35. You know, I want to be more deliberate, but sometimes I can't be as deliberate and as slow paced as I would like to be. But that's all right. Amen. You can hear what the Spirit is saying. The Scripture says in Mark chapter 12, verse 35, Yeshua answered and said, while he taught in the temple, look at what he says now. How say the scribes that Messiah is the son of David? Is that not what it says? Verse 36. For David himself said by what? Go ahead and say it the way it is. Yeshua said to my sovereign, sit thou on my right hand, and I will make thine enemy thy footstool. Verse 37, David therefore himself calleth him master or sovereign, and whence is he then his son? And the common people, when they heard that, they were glad. And the common people heard him gladly. It's only those that are simple in faith that will hear Yahweh gladly. You that are arrogant and boastful. You didn't think you have it all? You're not going to hear. I want this common man's salvation. It's a common salvation. When a man has that common salvation, he will hear gladly. Would I be an arrogant man or a boastful one? But they heard him gladly. He taught them what Scripture said. He did not teach them out of any kind of foreign book. He taught them what Scripture said. We must be taught what Scripture says. How is it that the Old Testament is not a part of Scripture? That's folly. It is Scripture. You can't reject that. Then why is it there? Is every word pure? And if we're His servants, don't we love it? We have confidence in it. Every word of Yahweh is pure. Every word, not some. He shows us His name. Yahweh. That is His name. No doubt about that. That's why the world despises it. That's why they despise it.
Well, I don't see why we have to. I tell you, my friend, when you always spoke unto that house of Israel and all of that bondage, and Moses said, they're going to ask me, what is your name? You tell me your sin, your corruption, you've forgotten the mighty Yah of your father, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Jacob, you've forgotten him. You tell them, you remind them that I am who I am. There's no other one like me. They know who I am. Not any of these gods of Egypt. And Egypt has a plethora of gods. I have looked at them through the Egyptian mythology. It's worse than the Greek mythology. And that's the truth. So they knew the name of God. They wanted to know, who is this one that's going to deliver us? Tell us. I want to know his name. You just tell him that I'm Yahweh. And my name is my memorial. And when I deliver them, they better remember that. That is my memorial. Remembering. Remember me. He means what he says. He's not going to change that for you. He's not going to change it for me. If you think he is, then you're deceiving yourselves. The scripture says in the book of Acts 28:23. Glory. Glory. Old Brother Saul here. And that anointing. Acts 28:23. The scripture says, and when they had appointed him a day, there came many to him in the lodging, to whom he expounded and testify the kingdom of Yahweh. Is that what he did not teach? Is that not what he says in that text you have? Expounding and teaching on the kingdom of Yahweh. You have that King James that says what? God? But the kingdom of Yahweh. Doing what? What now? Doing what? Persuading them concerning who? Yahshua. And that is, say, Jesus. What it says in that? Jesus Christ? Jesus. All right? Both out of what? He did. He persuaded them out of the law of Mosaic and out of what? From morning till when? All day long. He persuaded them out of that. What do you think he preached out of? He persuaded them out of the scripture. And that's what we got to be persuaded of. He persuaded them. All day long, he persuaded them. His name has not changed. His name is the same. Man's name never changed. Yahshua. For he came in the Father's name. And what a beautiful name, and the enemy knows that. He despised that name. That's why men get mad at it, they hate it. You go to every honky-tonk, Christmas, they got their lights up and everything. Sure they do. And that's the truth. Now, how did he persuade them out of the book of, out of Moshe and the prophets? Now, that's enough right there for me. What a powerful statement. He persuaded them. They believed him too. From morning till evening. And he didn't get weary. Persuaded them. And the scripture said, and some believed the things which he spoke, and some believed not. And when they had not, when they agreed not among themselves, they departed. After that, Saul had spoken one word. Well spake the Holy Ghost. What it says. Amen. By who? Isaiah. Yes. The prophet. Amen. Unto our fathers. He said he told the truth. He spoke the truth. He said, send, go unto this people and say, hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand. And seeing ye shall see, and not perceive. Now that is the only thing that the Spirit of Yahweh can tell you. This is what the prophet said. Because Messiah said it is fulfilled in him. They hear, but they have no understanding. This is a generation that see that cannot perceive. He said, for the heart of this people is waxed gross. Their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed. Lest they shall see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and should be converted. Do you understand it takes all that? It takes all that. You got to hear with your ears, see with your eyes, and understand with your heart. And then you will be converted. And then he said, I'll heal you then. Then I'll heal you. That's why some of you are not healed. You need the healing power of Yahweh. He said, be it known therefore unto you that the salvation of Yahweh is sent. The salvation of who? Well, what it says in that King James? Of God. What God? If he's a God, what salvation? There's only one name. Well, salvation is in the name. It's Yahshua. Even the word salvation is enunciated in the Hebrew tongue, Yahshua. 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 Only one name. It ain't not the name of Jesus or Jesus. It's only that name. The religion, hypocrisy has blinded the hearts of many today. You're not going to reject him and think he's going to receive you. He don't give a nickel worth of hawk's fat about your emotions, how you feel. He doesn't care about that. Not one bit. Not one bit. Because that was the case when Esau began to cry. And he found a place he saw to carefully. And he did not see, we don't even see a place carefully to repent. Oh, Esau, he carefully. He carefully. And yet there was no place found for him to repent because he rejected the oracles of Yahweh. He rejected his name. You reject him. His name is everything he is. Because in his name is the Son's name. And that name is the Spirit's name. Everything he is in his name. I know religion hasn't taught us that, saints. But everything he is in his name. His worth is summed up in his name. Yahweh. Precious name. Another name like that. Amen. Another name. I want to close with this. Matthew. Glory. Matthew chapter 5. A couple of verses I want to read here. And Johanna, John chapter 7. So Matthew chapter 5 and John chapter 7. Matthew 5 verse 17. Do you believe this? If he did not come to destroy this, then why would the Ra'u, the Spirit of Yahweh, destroy it? This is what he says in Matthew 5:17. He said, I want you to get this straight in your thick heads now. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. You can forget about that. I am not come to destroy, but fulfill. How do we deny that, saints? You let your religious feeling cause you to deny that? You need to pray. And pray like Messiah said, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And you need to find out what name is hallowed too. He said, For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, not one jot or shall no wise, or tittle in no wise, pass from the law, till what? All. To all be fulfilled. Nothing's going to pass from it. And the Spirit is to fulfill what is written. Every commandment he gave us, even the new one, is because it's new to our hearts. To love Yahweh with all, to love thy neighbor as thyself. Because with the lawyer went to him, tempted him, tried him. Say, what must I do to have everlasting life? He said, do what the law says. He said, the law tell you what to do. To love Yahweh with all, then love your neighbor as yourself. So it hasn't changed, saints. He just came to fulfill it. To fulfill it. I bless him for that. We ought to be glad. Nothing should pass from it. And nothing's going to pass from the truth of Yahweh until it is fulfilled. Those men that they call Stephen and Tebas and Portia, those men were full of the Spirit of Yahweh. Full of wisdom and knowledge. That's why they could die the way they did. That's why Stephen could be stoned to death. Even as Saul stood there at the martyr's feet. As he died by his feet. Because they were full. It says in John chapter 7 verse 16. Every whorehouse got their own doctrine. But look what Messiah said. Only the common people will receive this. And the common people are glad they received it. Look what he says in John 7 16. Is it not read in your text? He said, Yahshua answered them and said, My doctrine is mine.
Not mine.
But his that what? Who sent him?
If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine. So Moshiach, he taught of the doctrine and the laws of Yahweh. Whether it be of Yahweh or whether I speak of myself. So if you don't know whether I'm speaking of the Father, then something's wrong with you. You don't even have the Spirit, my friend. You don't. You will know his doctrine. He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory. But he that seeketh his glory that sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness in him. Well, that's what Messiah spoke, where he get it from. Did not Moses give you the law, and yet none of you keepeth the law? Why ye go about to kill me? For the law spoke of him and expounded upon Messiah. He said, Moses gave you the law, and I am that law. I'm the righteousness of Yahweh. Amen. Then why do you seek to kill me? Because they didn't even keep the law. That's why we seek to kill that name. You that seek to kill it because you don't even keep his righteous law. There ain't no love for his law in your heart. And you're not going into the kingdom. And that's the truth. That is the truth. You can hold on to your religious aura, your religious spirit all day. It's going to destroy you. That's just it. That's it. It has nothing to do with your feelings or your emotions. It's what he says. And what he said is the truth. Amen. Because the prophets prophesy of him. And Moses and David. That's why old Shatan, when he came to Messiah, that's why he quoted David. Because that's all David talked about. He knew what Scripture said. But he couldn't understand what Scripture commands. That's our problem. We hear it. We read it. We must understand. Wisdom is the principal thing. But in all thy getting, get understanding. And we need that. May Yahweh bless you. Give you strength and peace tonight. I pray that the word of faith will be a inspiration to your heart, and bless you to press on in the faith.